Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Green scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duncan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey is hit by the pitch. Green moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. Moran moves to second. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires to first and picks off Campaneris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pena. Davalillo moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to tee on covering. Safe. Green moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-0 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aluzik. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Salmon scores. It's 4-1, Indians. John O'Donohue now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-1 in the game. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws to second. Salmon drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Salmon. Aluzik moves to second. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aluzik moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran is walked intentionally. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-2 in the game. Aluzik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Askew reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moran is walked intentionally. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.